"What is your problem?" Greco asked as he dropped into the driver's seat.
"Just drive. You've made it abundantly clear that you have no interest in talking to me."
Marissa kept her voice low and even, and her eyes focused straight ahead. A moment later, they were pulling away from the hotel. Marissa was amazed at the almost immediate change in their surroundings. One minute, they were enveloped by incredible architecture from the 18th century, housing bars, restaurants, and trendy boutique-style stores, and the next, they were winding through a seedy industrial area where less than subtle prostitutes offered themselves to every vehicle passing by. They traveled less than a mile, but it felt like a different world. Although she desperately wanted to ask Greco where they were going, she stayed quiet. It occurred to her that Greco was navigating this maze of warehouses, truck yards, and abandoned buildings with an ease gained only from experience. She chanced a quick glance toward him, and to her dismay, found him watching her. He immediately moved his gaze back to the road ahead, but she'd clearly seen the hurt in his eyes. If only he would open up to her. She was sure she could help him. Although she hated to admit it, Marissa actually understood Greco's need to push people away. When she was 7 years old, her mother abandoned her, and even though her father was amazing, she never got over it. She spent years keeping everyone at a safe distance in hopes of sparing herself the pain of another loss. In Marissa's case, though, her mother came back to her. Greco's never had. As they approached yet another warehouse, virtually identical to the rest, Greco slowed to a stop. Marissa could see the tension pouring from him as he turned the ignition off and they exited the car. His stride was stiff, his shoulders pulled up to his ears as he led her to the warehouse door. Although she knew when they left the hotel they were going to see the seedier side of life caused by addiction, Marissa still wasn't prepared for the scene they walked into. The huge room, dark despite the sunlight peeking through the broken windows, was filled with people in various stages of inebriation, stumbling through an obstacle course of filthy mattresses and broken lawn chairs. Greco wandered through the masses, not getting too close, looking for his mother. Marissa couldn't decide if she thought finding her here would be a good thing or a bad thing.
"Little Greco, that you?"
The scraggly voice, coming from a dark corner to their left, stopped Greco in his tracks.
"Boy, I ain't seen you around here in a long time. How's your mama doing these days?"
"Hi, Miss Maggie," Greco said with a kind smile. "I was actually looking for her. You haven't seen her?"
"No, baby, not in a long time. I heard she got straight. She ain't with your daddy?"
Maggie shuffled herself over to where Greco stood. "No, ma'am. It was nice to see you again." Greco turned to leave, but Maggie grabbed his arm. For an instant, Marissa saw his eyes flare, but before she could decipher the look, it was gone. Was that fear?
"Can you spare a little something for an old friend?"
Maggie held her hand out expectantly. Greco reached into his pocket, pulled out some crumpled bills, and gently placed them in her outstretched hand. "Buy yourself a good dinner with this. No booze." She nodded her consent and let loose a smile that was missing several teeth. Marissa knew where that money was really going, as she suspected Greco did, but her heart warmed at his kindness. Once again outside in the sunlight, Greco stopped dead in his tracks. His features, usually unreadable, betrayed the pain he was feeling, and Marissa couldn't stop herself from wrapping her arms around him. At first, Greco left his arms hanging limply by his side, but as Marissa refused to let go, he slowly returned the hug. He pulled her tightly to his chest and buried his face in her neck. Marissa felt, for the first time since she'd known him, the crack in his armor opening. A moment later, it was over. Greco extricated himself from her embrace, and without a word, they returned to the car. As they drove along the tattered stretch of road that ran through the area, Marissa tried to end the uncomfortable silence that enveloped them.
"I'm sorry you had to go through that. I know how hard it must have been."
She waited for a reply, but none came. Slowly, Greco turned his face toward her. Marissa thought he was going to say something, but his eyes opened wide, shocked at whatever he was looking at.
"What the—"
The impact crushed Marissa's door, violently hurling both of them against their restraints. Her head hit what looked to be the bumper of a large pickup truck, now protruding through the broken window. In her last moments of consciousness, Marissa turned to Greco, finding only a bloodied mass hunched over the steering wheel.